So how do we so if there is killing involved in plants, and then what is the big difference between being vegetarian and being non-vegetarian? Multiple. We can talk from the scientific perspective, we can talk from the karmic perspective, we can talk from the emotional perspective, we can talk from the aesthetic perspective. So from the scientific perspective, basically, you know, any sensitive human being would not like to cause pain to others. Or if pain is to be caused, cause as less pain as possible to others. That is just a normal cultured way people should behave. So from the scientific perspective, plants have a far less developed nervous system than animals. And that's why even when they die, the plants, the soul in the plant body is also attached to the plant body. But its consciousness itself is less. When the consciousness is less, the amount of pleasure it can experience is less, the amount of pain it experiences also is less. And that is manifested through their underdeveloped nervous system. So plants suffer far lesser pain than animals. It's not just that the animals can visually, they can scream and they can move their hands and legs. And that's why we can say that if we see their pain, we can't see the plant's pain. It's not like that. It is true, we can see the plant animal's pain and not the plant's pain. But additionally, the plants actually, because of their lesser nervous system, they suffer less, much, much lesser. And same principle, if we take from the karmic perspective, the amount of pain we cause, that much karmic reaction we are going to get. So the extent of pain that is caused in the case of animals is far, far greater than the extent of pain that is caused in the case of plants. Thirdly, in many cases, in the case of plants, the fruits just fall off the tree. Even where, so there is no killing involved that way. Even if you consider grains, you know, grains, actually, if they are not harvested at that time, they will just die. So if we see, the grains have more or less, by the time they grow, they have lived their life. And after that, they will just rot and die. So their life is more, when they are harvested, their life is more or less over by that time. After that, they will just decay. In contrast, when animals are killed, animals are usually killed when they are fully grown. It's not when they're old, especially in harvesting places. They are killed when they are young. So it is their life is cut short. In the case of harvesting, the life is more or less going to end after that time. They're not going to live for a long time. So intuitively also, or from an aesthetic point of view, if we see that in not just in Indian culture, but everywhere in the world, harvesting is a time of celebration. You know, people sing songs, people have festivals at the time of harvesting. But if we go to a slaughterhouse, it's not a season of celebration over there. It's a very, very gloomy and grim atmosphere. There's blood all around, there's screaming and screeching. You know, people may say that, oh, there is killing in both. But suppose that person is a parent. Ask the parent. You know, if in your school they tell that you want to take the children for a field trip, you will take them to harvesting to see how crops are harvested. No parent will oppose. But you tell them they are going to take them to a field trip to a slaughterhouse to see animals, how animals are slaughtered. No parent will allow that, practically speaking. Very few parents will. Why is that? Because intuitively we know there is a difference. So actually when crops are harvested, nature has given her bounty. And we are grateful that nature has given the bounty and we are actually celebrating. And nature is also in a festive mood at that time. So, but on the other hand, when animals are slaughtered, it's completely different. It's the animal's lifespan is being cut short. And it's a very brutal, bloody atmosphere over there. So Prabhupada also said, even if you have to eat meat, just let the animal die its natural course and then you can eat the meat. You just have to wait for some time, then you can eat that. Prabhupada did not oppose that so much. So, in this sense, we can, even from a, without going into Shastra so much, from a common sense point of view, you can say that there is a big, big difference between plants and animals. And that's why killing plants is, ultimately, jivo jivo sa jivo. We have to kill someone to live. So, if we don't kill, we ourselves will not be able to live. But while killing, we should try to create, cause as less pain as possible. And that is why we are told to avoid eating meat, avoid killing animals. And then, ultimately, of course, as devotees, we are not just vegetarians. You know, we are Krishnatarians, as we say. We don't just take vegetarian food. We take the vegetarian food that is offered to Krishna. And then when we take that food, that is actually very much karma-free. So even the karmic consequences that are involved in killing animals, even that is avoided when we offer it to Krishna. Does that answer your question?